Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episodic episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of June 18th, 2007. The Joseph Jefferson Awards Committee presented their citations for excellence to the 2006-2007 Chicago theater season on Monday, June 11th. This was for all the Chicago theater productions that opened from April 1st, 2006 to March 31st of this year. Special awards were given to Lifeline Theater and Stage Left Theater, which they received for their body of work spanning decades. The Outstanding Play honors went to The Sparrow by the House Theater of Chicago and Blues for an Alabama Sky by the Eclipse Theater Company. Outstanding Musical honors went to Sideshow by Bohemian Theater Ensemble and Fiorello by Timeline Theater Company. All the directors of the Outstanding Plays and Musicals were honored as well. For the Top Acting Honors, Principal Actor of a Musical went to Michael Mahler for Bailiwick's My Favorite Year, and Principal Actor in a Play went to Peter Oilo for his outstanding work in Actors Workshop Theater's Equus. Principal Actress in a Play went to both Michelle Corvias for Eclipse's Boy Meets Girl and Deborah Hurst for Profile's long-running Fat Pig. To fill you in on some of the stats of the awards, there were 109 nominations in 26 categories. 38 citations were awarded to 25 producing entities here in Chicago. The House Theater of Chicago took home 8 in total, 7 of which came from their production of The Sparrow. Bohemian Theater Ensemble took home 5, all of which came from their outstanding play, Sideshow. Eclipse Theater Company also took home 5, and Timeline Theater Company took home 4. For a full list of the recipients, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. And if you would like to hear interviews with many of the nominees and recipients, you just need to click through Talk Theater in Chicago's archives. We have many interviews there, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. And on a closing note, the Jeff's Equity Award ceremony will be held on October 29th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie, Illinois. Signal Ensemble Theater has announced the lineup for its 2007-2008 season, which will be held in residence at the Chopin Theater. Artistic directors Ronan Mara, Christopher Prentice, and Joseph Stearns announced the lineup featuring an entirely 20th century American playbill. The plays will include an iconic American drama, a Pulitzer Prize finalist, and the company's first musical. To start off the 2007-2008 season will be Fool for Love by Sam Shepard. This one will be directed by artistic director Ronan Mara and opening on August 3rd. Following that will be Old Wicked Songs by John Moranz. This one will be directed by ensemble member Christopher Prentice and opens on November 16th. And the musical of the season will be 1776. This one is also directed by Ronan Mara. 1776, the musical, will open on January 25th of next year. Tickets and subscription packages will be going on sale July 1st at signalensemble.com. For more information, click on over to talktheaterinchicago.com. The International Center for Women Playwrights and Around the Coyote prepare for the Chicago Hurrah 2007, a festival of the world's best women's playwright and their new plays. The festival will be running from June 21st through the 24th at the Around the Coyote Gallery Arts Complex. Chicago Hurrah 2007 will be presenting staged readings of new production-ready plays all by women from all over the world. This is a chance to provide them with a presentation that will take these scripts into full productions by full professional theaters. For more than 150 play submissions, 17 plays were chosen, exhibiting a wide variety of genres, styles, and subject matter. The Hurrah Festival will feature the largest and most diverse one-weekend-only assembly of plays, playwrights, actors, and directors in Chicagoland's entire theater season. For more information, visit www.internationalwomenplaywrights.org, or of course you can click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episodic episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from The Merchant of Venice, Act 1, Scene 3. Oh, what a goodly outside falsehood hath. Well, I can't thank you enough for listening to our little podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready to stick in your ears. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.